former alderman, City of Bloomington, Alderwoman Judy Stearns joins us. Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you.
Hey, the reason you're on today, you contacted me. You said, hey, I heard my name was on WJBC. This was pertaining to a conversation I had with Mayor Renner on Wednesday, and you just kind of wanted to respond to what he had to say. So before we do that, Judy, how about I play a little piece about what you made a reference to? Is that okay?
Sure.
Well, I was going to do it anyway, whether it was whether it was okay or not. I was going. Sure. I just thought I'd ask. All right, here's just a little bit of what we're talking about here. You had a former Alderwoman Stearns stand up Monday night and say, "I told you about this when I was on the council. Why didn't you follow up on it?" And a couple other people, including an accountant, said the same thing.
This is something that's been about a decade in the making. We had a 10-year contract, and it is not the case that we were not on this. And Alderwoman Stearns, there's nothing that – there was no time that Alderwoman Stearns said something that we weren't looking into if it was credible. But there was no – she certainly missed no opportunity to grandstand over anything that had to do with the Coliseum.
So, yeah, I should have prefaced that. I didn't set that up very well. We're talking about Siam, the management of the Coliseum, and the indictments that came down. And basically, Judy, you said, hey, I told you about the numbers were shady a long time ago. You wouldn't listen. Is that pretty much it? Did I get that?
Right. That's okay. That's exactly the case, Scott. And my intention is prevention. That's my intention of speaking at council, because this can, and I really think will happen again if council doesn't understand how this actually came down.
So,
and if they're not willing to look at the facts, all anyone needs to do is look up the April 14th city council meeting. And you can, I know you can access it on the city website, and you can still listen to it. BLN News has linked the video. And what I said loud and clear was, our auditors have told us that a serious deficiency at the Coliseum is internal controls. Internal controls are what prevents fraud. And I said, here's an opportunity when we went from pro to amateur hockey to get into the contract, because in essence, they are breaking the contract. And so we can renegotiate. We can look into the contract and make sure we can see the numbers that we need to see. I told David Hales that night, I said, this is critical. This is dead serious. And we have a serious problem here, and we need to investigate it. And I was promised a work session or an open public session on Coliseum numbers, and it never happened. And one more thing is that concession numbers were never given to the city of Bloomington, nor did they insist or ask or really demand them, because the payback to the city was based on something that we had no idea. And yet the city had bought the software for point of sale for concessions, and yet we didn't have the numbers. And so this is why I said I'm not even going to vote for this amateur hockey team. And then I was promised a work session, some serious further look. And this is in 2014 into these numbers. Now, it was also laid out loud and clear, and you may not like it, but BLN News had every number, every figure, every link, and all you had to do was look.
So why
even if you don't... Right.
So,
okay.
I want to go back to something, because I'm pretty sure what the mayor said when I asked him the questions about why didn't you get the numbers on concessions. He said that they tried and were told that that's a private business and they couldn't get access to it.
Right. And they were told that. That was the quote unquote excuse. We're a private business and these are proprietary numbers. That is why. But there was also a clause in the contract that said the city had every right to them. And this is why, when the contract came up for negotiation on April 14th, 2014, this is why I insisted, this is the time. We have the perfect opportunity here. I spoke with Jeff Jurgens. I spoke with the mayor. I said it as loudly and clearly as I could at city council. And Kevin Lauer also, by the way, voted and expressed the same concern. Now, we both voted for the amateur hockey because we were promised a work session, a deep dive. That's yeah, into the numbers. That never happened. And so, you know, the city council likes the status quo. It is not comfortable to question the city manager, believe me. But it is the duty of the alderman to be that stop, that protection, that double check for the citizens of Bloomington so that this kind of fraud does not happen. But with the culture of, oh my goodness, we can't look, we can't ask, everything is always, you know, great. That with that culture, it can and will happen again.
So
that is my concern, and that is my reason for being there. It's very sad that the mayor wants to disparage people who have tried to get the facts, and it's just simply a matter of the truth and the facts.
So what do you make of this, Judy? What do you make of this? All the other city council members heard what you had to say, and this was when you were sitting on the city council.
Right. This is when I was sitting.
All the other aldermen and alderwomen, they heard what you had to say, and no one pulled you aside and said, hey, I want to know more. Show me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody did that?
Well, nobody did that when it came to RIMCO, who was overcharging the city by $1.5 million a few years before. There is a culture on the city council, and it's one of, we belong to a very exclusive private club, and the rules are that one does not question the city manager. And it was the same with Tom Hamilton, and now we have it with David Hales. It's a culture. Kevin Lauer did, back when Stephen Purcell was on the council, he and I asked for many of the same, you know, to scrutinize things that didn't appear right. It didn't really, and I mean, it's almost unthinkable to me that the alderman wouldn't go on BLN News and just look at it, just look at the links to the numbers. Just look at what she explained about sales tax revenue was something that they were counting as revenue and taking commission off of. It's about the links, and it's about the numbers, and it's about the lawsuit. She filed a lawsuit and was proven right. The city deserved those numbers. She got the concession numbers, and voila, you know, we have this indictment. The culture of looking, Scott, is not a culture of seeing what we don't particularly want to see, what might not be comfortable. That is not the culture of the Bloomington City Council, I promise you.
Or they don't want to do the work.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say that if you do that, you will be dealt with severely. And I was. And that's a whole nother story. It doesn't, you know, it's water under the bridge. I'm very, very happy right now not being on the council.
Yeah.
But I hate to see my hometown. Bloomington's my hometown. I love it. Four generations. I hate to see the things happen to the taxpayers in Bloomington that have happened.
Well, I think my next question was going to be, do you have any designs to run again? But I think you just answered that question.
Right. And yeah, I'm not running for anything. I'm very, very happy as a private citizen. But I'm sad because I love the city of Bloomington. That's why I ran in the first place. It's my hometown. It's my roots. It's my parents, my grandparents, my great grandparents are buried in Bloomington. And I just hate to see the taxpayers treated in this way. And people who are trying to get the truth and the facts to be disparaged by the mayor. It's sad. It really is.
All right, Judy. Well, I imagine you'll show up at some more city council meetings during public comment.
Yeah, could be. Thank you so much for having me on, Scott.
All right, thanks.